Hello, hello. Good evening. It's very late. I haven't made a podcast in a minute. I hadn't figured out what direction I wanted to take this in, so I have not been recording anything. You ever feel like you're doing something for a while, then you stop, you lose interest, you lose motivation, lack of inspiration to come up with new ideas? Well, I just recently remembered about this podcast because I really forgot all about it. I was like doing other things. I just completely forgot I wanted to do this. So here we are, we're back. I don't know what I'm going to talk about. This is on a whim. I was actually talking to someone about my podcast the other day, and I mentioned to him that I just never know how to form all of my complete thoughts that I want to form without having notes with me, without having a blueprint, having things written down. It's hard to just let your thoughts flow without having a plan. And that is one of the main reasons why I haven't been making any new podcasts, because I have all these ideas, but I don't know how to execute these ideas, and I don't know how to execute like a good plan that sounds like a podcast, you know? Like, I don't know how other people do it. I was talking to him about, you know, the guy that I was talking to about my podcast. He's a security guard that works at my job. He's really cool. And I was telling him about how, you know, two people bouncing ideas off of each other is a lot easier in a podcast, because you come up with things to talk about. Other person asks you a question, and then you answer, and you ask them a question. It's like a back and forth thing, you know? It's like, it's a lot easier than you just sitting in a room talking by yourself. But then again, you can also sit somewhere quiet that's like comfortable for you to be able to just talk freely. And if you don't have that, I feel like that's a lot harder. Just like a nice comfortable, like it's like a meditation, you know? Stuff like this to me feels a lot like meditation. If you have like a nice peaceful space where it's like calm and no one's going to interrupt you, I feel like that's a lot easier. If you were to like do a podcast, radio show, whatever, like anything that requires just you needing like your own like peace and quiet to just be in your own, you know, zone, your own zen, to just be able to speak. And here we are. I'm almost been talking for 3 minutes. Almost 3 minutes I've been talking, rambling. See, this is the problem with like not having notes. You just ramble. And now I'm like, what have I been talking about this whole podcast? Anyways, let's talk about something. Let's talk about diet. I'm on a new diet, guys. I'm going to say guys because I'm assuming at some point I'm going to have an audience for this, right? Yeah. Yeah, guys, I'm on a new diet. I guess we could say I want to get stronger and lose some inches, mainly in my stomach. I like my butt and my thighs, and I like being broad-shouldered, somewhat, like, I guess you could say I'm full-figured. I like saying I'm a full-figured woman, but for some reason, men seem to have an issue with women being comfortable being bigger or full-figured for whatever reason, and I don't get it. I don't want to be small. I've been small before. I don't want to stir up any issues, like, with anybody, but I was smallest when I was vegan, and I hated it. And I'm on this new diet right now. It's like a whole 180 from veganism. I'm on an animal-based diet right now. I'm iffy about it because I like chips, and I like, I'm not a super huge fan of like all vegetables, but I like rice and peas. Like, my mom is Jamaican. I am, I guess, technically half Jamaican. It's in my blood. So I'm like, you know, I'm into the Jamaican Caribbean food, and I'm kind of upset that right now, like, if I'm following this diet, I can't have rice and peas. I don't know why rice is allowed and not like peas. I guess because it's like a different part of the plant. Like, it's like really anti, I don't want to say anti, but vegetables like are not favored on this diet. It's just, it's meat and fruit. It's a meat and fruit type of diet, basically. You can have like raw honey, meats and fruit. The best quality, I guess, that you can get. I really just do the best that I can because I'm not trying to break my bank. But like, yeah, I want rice and peas, man. I want to go to the Mexican restaurant and have my rice and beans there too and have the rice bowls and stuff. But all that stuff has like seed oils in it, I'm sure. And yeah, I don't think seed oils are good for you. I don't think so, because the way I think about it, it just seems like another processed food. Like, it seems like a whole other processed food. But I don't want to ramble. I don't want to ramble too much. So I'm just going to talk to you about my diet so far. I did cheat yesterday. I had some tacos from Taco Bell. I'm sure Taco Bell uses some type of seed oil. And yeah, that's supposed to be not allowed on the diet. So I had it with the taco shells. Taco shells, you know, that's not animal-based food. That wasn't one of the approved foods. So I cheated because the tacos, you know, they smell good and it was fresh. You know, Taco Bell's tacos don't be hitting unless you eat it right after you buy it. So my dad brought it home from Taco Bell and I was just like, oh my God, it's been a minute. Let me just get me a couple of tacos. And it was only two tacos, you know. And I also had some hamburgers on a bun. And I'm not supposed to be eating bread on this diet either. So we cheated yesterday. I'm debating on whether or not I want to keep cheating because I want to see real results. And I feel like if I keep cheating, I'm not going to see results. Or if I, you know, do this for 3 months or whatever, by the end of 3 months, if I keep cheating, I can't be like, oh, this diet sucks. It's like, no, Xiomara, the diet sucks because you did wrong. You did it wrong. All wrong. Did I tell y'all my name is Xiomara, my real name? I think I just said the name of my podcast. Isn't that not crazy? Hello, guys. This is Xiomara. Xio for short. You know what's funny? My nickname my whole life has actually always been Zoe. And as I got older, I learned how my name was like supposed to be pronounced. I was taught my name wrong, guys. Like, oh my God, I don't want to throw my mom under the bus, but like, my name has been mispronounced my whole life. Because, okay, like, you pick a name, you see a name, you're like, okay, I want my daughter to have this name. You're not going to do research about it. You're going to be like, okay, I'm going to pronounce it the way it looks to me. And this is how everyone else is going to pronounce it too. So like, my mom was like, okay, Xiomara, right? So like, that's how I was taught my name. How about I grew up and everyone calls me Zoe anyways, and they don't even call me by my real name. And so like, I get to pick and choose when I go to school. It's like a different story when I go to school. Like, my family will call me Zoe, but when I went to school, people would call me either like whatever I wanted them to call me, whether it was Xiomara or Zoe. I don't know why I never went by my nickname Nicole, but anyways. Anyways, so like, yeah, I got a chance to like pick and choose which name I wanted to go by. And it was like a different name, like every couple of school years. But like, tell me why when I got old enough to like do research and like look further into stuff, I learned that my name was pronounced Xiomara. It's Xiomara. And I've been jumping through hoops to have to correct people. It has been so difficult to try and correct people about my name. It's always being mispronounced. And I'm always having to tell people that it's Xiomara. It's not Xiomara. It's not Xiomara. Xiomara. It really kills me when people add letters towards the end, because that doesn't even make sense. If you're going to mispronounce it, at least use the letters that are in front of you. You know what I mean? It's kind of like when you're playing a word puzzle and you just like make up a whole word that like out of letters that were not given. It's like, no, use what you have in front of you, please. This doesn't make sense. So like, yeah, my name is Xiomara, and it took my whole life to pronounce this name correctly. And now I give people hell. Now I'm like, you're gonna get it right, because I had to. It took me 20 plus years to get this right. You're gonna get it right too. Actually, not 20 plus years, because I think this was like when I was 19 or something. It was whenever I saw Jane the Virgin. By the way, that's where I learned my name, from watching Jane the Virgin. Insane, right? Man, we're getting off topic. Back to my diet. Back to my diet. So yeah, I'm going to try to stick it out for like at least a few months so I can see like real accurate results. I'm going to say like all of my favorite things are in this diet for the most part. I actually can have a little bit of white rice, and I can have like things like squash. Like for dinner today, I had a steak. It wasn't a big steak. They were like these two, I think they were sirloin steaks or something like that. They weren't grass-fed because that is expensive. I bought some Publix filet mignons, like three of them, and they were so small. They were 6 ounces. I was like, there's no way this is going to be more than a few bucks. I spent $14 a piece for these three steaks. And the only reason why I bought them was because, one, I didn't feel like walking back there to put them back. And two, I didn't want to make the self-checkout attendant put them back or like have to deal with it. So I was like, okay, you're going to splurge on yourself today. You're going to like break your bank today and you're never going to buy these again. Or you're going to like buy one like after like a whole year, or however long it takes to recover from buying three filet mignons. And I was like, I was justifying it in my head. I was like, okay, Xiomara, if you went out to eat at a fine dining restaurant, you're going to be charged like $30+ for this filet mignon, or however much they would charge you, because they're, you know, charging you for like the service and for whatever they did to make the steak. And you're at a restaurant and you're paying for the ambiance and whatever. You're saving money by at least buying it and cooking it yourself. That's how I justified it. So, yeah. Okay. I'm like scared because I don't know how long I can make this podcast, because I keep talking and talking and talking. I'm going to listen to this afterwards and see if this flows like somewhat nicely. And by the way, I stutter sometimes and like I stumble over my words. So if I do that a few times, it's just my brain. Okay. It's like imperfect. I wish I had a perfect brain, because then I would be able to do this more often and I wouldn't have any anxiety about it. But anyways, I digress. And sometimes I use words and I don't know if I use them correctly. Hopefully I use that right. Anyways, so yeah, I bought them filet mignons. I did not regret it because they were amazing. They're grass fed. Oh my gosh, I have to remember names of brands, because I really like this brand and I don't want to like quote the wrong one. Let me see if I can like search it up real quick on my computer, because I got my computer right in front of me. It's like this really, is it? I'm like tempted to say the name, but I don't know if I'm saying the right one. It's at Publix, guys. It's at Publix. Let me see. Is it this one? I want to say this is the brand. La 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 la. Okay, it's called Grass Rooted. Yeah, Grass Rooted is the name of the brand, and it's, I found it at Publix, and they had a bunch of them. A bunch of different types of steaks when I went to Publix. And I was upset because I went to Publix today and I wanted to get this steak that was supposed to be on sale. It was supposed to be an 8-ounce steak on sale. And it was, I think it was a sirloin steak. And it was grass-fed, and it was supposed to be like $6.99. And I was very excited. I think it was $6.99 a pound or something. Or just $6.99. I think it was per pound. Something like that. It was on sale. And when I went, there were like no more. I think it's because it was the last day of the sale, so I came too late. I was very upset. I also came for some honeycomb, because apparently Publix sells honeycomb and they didn't have any more, but I'm still happy because I know I can get it from Publix. And if I didn't get it from Publix, I would have to order it offline. I kind of don't like having to order things offline because I feel like I shouldn't have to. I should be able to go to the grocery store or like go and get my stuff locally like everybody else. You know, I want to say, you know, food desert issues, you know, because technically, yeah, sort of, kind of. I think everybody should have access to a farmer's market and a butcher shop. Yeah. And like local farms, like that actually sell like directly to like consumers and, you know, to communities. But like, you know, we decided to come and just change things up. And now we got all these grocery stores filled with all this stuff that we don't need to be eating. But I digress. I think I used that right. For sure, that time it felt right. I love saying that. I was watching a poetry slam on YouTube one time, and this woman was talking about her daughter getting her menstrual cycle for the first time, getting her period for the first time. And she was talking about, you know, how this boy shamed her. And she gave this whole speech about, you know, how that boy better sit down somewhere, basically, in a nutshell. And she was like, but I digress. And I was like, ooh, you digress, huh? So like ever since I heard that, it just sparked something in me. I just been wanting to. Hey, okay, so I'm back. I'm gonna see if I can keep this going. I got a phone call, so a little interruption. So I'm gonna just get right back on track. So I listened towards like the end of the last audio I just recorded, and I was talking about the poetry slam, right? So yeah, when that lady said, but I digress. Yes. That was the first time I ever heard it. This was like a long time ago, like several years ago. I used to watch a lot of poetry slams on YouTube, and I thought they were so cool. But yeah, I gotta like find that video again, because if that was my mom, I would have felt so confident about my period. I would have never let anybody say nothing to me. No one has ever said anything to me about my period in my entire life, because I don't think anyone has been that insensitive or immature. So like, thank God. But I remember I was excited, actually. No one ever shamed me about my period, but like no one also ever made me feel like terrified about it. So I was excited the first time I got it. I felt grown. I felt like I did something, but like it was really just something that my body was gonna just naturally do. It had nothing to do with me, but it still made me excited because it was like a milestone. Like, yes, can have a baby. And now here I am, don't want no damn kids. You know what I find crazy? Why is it that every time a woman says she's not gonna have children, you got 10 fingers pointing like back at you? Oh boy. Okay. It just got like really dark in this room and now I'm scared. Oh my gosh. Oh, okay. Oh, that's scary. Okay. Wow. Okay. And now like the lights. Oh wow. So like I think one of these lights are out and two of them are out. That was spooky. Okay, I'm sorry. That caught me off guard. Remember I was talking about earlier about like Zen and like creating a Zen? That just completely disrupted my Zen. My mother has... I'm in like my parents' basement, right? Now you know things about me. Times is hot. Don't judge me. But like there is... She has like this little light area like for her plants. And it's like this nice purple light, and it makes the room just like completely just like nice and purple and peaceful. You know, like how certain lights make you feel calm? It was like that, you know, it's like a lavender room, but like the light just cut off because it cuts off at a certain time every day. So it just did that. And I wasn't like prepared for that. It just kind of like, you know, like the... how like humans have that natural response when like bright lights come on or like lights go off. It like disrupted my stimuli, if I'm using that word correctly. Yeah, that was crazy. interrupted my train of thought and everything. But yeah, I think I was talking about periods. Oh, yeah. I was talking about women not wanting children. There we go. I'm still young in the head. We got our brain working. But yeah, why is it that everyone always wants to like look at a woman like she's saying something terrible when she says, yeah, guys, I don't want to have any kids, actually. I don't think it's something that is on my agenda or on my to-do list. Why is it that that is something that is bad for women to say? Because I've said it plenty of times. I have not always felt this way, but I just, it's not something I want, or it's not something that I see myself doing in the future, because I just feel like I know myself pretty well to be able to say that it's not something that I necessarily desire or feel that is super necessary. I just find that this life can be very difficult just to like live on your own or to like support yourself. And there's a lot of things I don't like about this society, and I don't want to bring someone, you know, else into this intentionally. That's really just it. And also, I'm just like completely terrified of the idea of having another living thing inside of my body and like just taking over and making me like change physically. And like once the baby's born, I'm like looking at him, I'm looking at him or her crying. I'm like, oh my God, you don't know what you're in for. Like, you don't know what you're about to experience. This is hell. You're about to experience hell. I'm just gonna be thinking, like, what did I do? What have I done? Oh my goodness. I would do everything in my power to prepare, you know, that little baby, like, for what it's about to experience. It's in for a rude awakening, that's for sure. But like, why would I intentionally, if I ever got pregnant, it would be an accident. It would be a very irresponsible accident. And I would be very disappointed in myself. And that's all I'm going to say about that, because that's like a whole nother can of worms. But yeah, let's go back to my diet. Let's like backtrack. So yes, we're doing like an animal-based type of diet, right? Is that a weird segue, by the way? Comment. Let me know in the comments. Like, I'm a YouTuber. Hey guys, let me know in the comments. That was a weird segue. But yeah, y'all, back to my diet. Did I tell you what I had for dinner? Did I say like the full shebang? I believe I did early in the podcast. Yeah, I'm pretty sure. It was good. I feel very full. I feel like it would make me full. It would make me full for several hours if I had that for like lunch. Because the good thing about this diet is that you can eat anything on this diet in the morning, for lunch, for dinner, because it's going to make you feel full. It's going to keep you full. It's going to make you feel satiated. It's going to make you feel like you had a complete meal, and it's going to hold you over for a long time. It has all the nutrients you need. You know, it's going to make you satisfied for a good amount of time. Like what I had for dinner, I could probably have for breakfast. Ideally for lunch, because it was very filling. For breakfast, I prefer to have lighter meals or not as much food. Like I would be like a smoothie, because I have really been enjoying smoothies. And I always put like kefir or yogurt in my smoothies now. And I put like my berries and my bananas, frozen bananas. And I have like these supplements that I put in them. It's like this liver supplement and collagen that I've been using, because I cannot swallow pills. So I just open the capsules and like put them in the smoothie so that I can take them in that way. I'm just really bad at swallowing like any type of vitamin or pill, especially if it's big. Like I have a gag reflex, guys. It's terrible. Like I'm gonna gag. It's nasty. I mean, it's not nasty. It's just too big for me to, let me stop now, because like that sounds crazy. It's too big for me to swallow. It's too big. It's way too big. But yeah, I just put it in the smoothie because it's easier. But yeah, I like smoothies. had some bone broth with a couple of boiled eggs for breakfast, like last week, for like 2 to 3 days in a row, I think like 2 days in a row, because I had to open the store to go to work. It was early in the morning, and I can't eat big meals that early in the morning. It was like super early. And yeah, did I tell y'all I work at a grocery store? Is that saying too much? No, it's okay. Yeah, I work at a grocery store, so I had to open the store. And yeah, I like something warm when I open. You know, it's like 6 o'clock. It'd be like 6 o'clock in the morning, so I like warm beverages. You know, I can't have tea on this diet. Is that crazy? I'm gonna have what I want. I think, you know what? You gotta really be a little bit lenient with yourself, because I'm pretty sure tea is not gonna kill me. I don't even think coffee's gonna kill me. But I'm only saying it's not allowed on this diet because I was really trying to follow this diet from the point of view of this doctor, Paul Saladino. And he was talking about, no, tea is BS, coffee is BS, and yada, yada, yada. And I'm just like, dang, man. And he really messed with me about, I like to drink golden milk. I make my own golden milk with, I do grass-fed milk these days. And I put in turmeric and black pepper with some maple syrup or honey. I put both tonight when I made it. I made a cup of golden milk tonight. And yeah, a little bit of some pink Himalayan sea salt. And this man talking about, I can't have no turmeric or black pepper. I'm just like, boy, you better go somewhere with that. Go sit in the corner. Because that's like my jam right there. It's so good. It's like a turmeric latte. It's like a golden milk latte. And it's heaven in a cup. I don't care what anybody says. I don't care what no one say about, oh, it's weird. It's good. I like it. I love it. I like it better than tea and coffee, to be honest, because it's just so, it's so it's so flavorful. It's spiced just right. It's warm and creamy. It just goes like perfectly. All the spices and everything, the aroma, it's just so soothing. Like the first sip is just like, ooh, heaven in a cup, bro. Heaven in a cup. Anyways, I kind of like made an executive decision, but he's not going to take that from me. So I'm going to follow the diet, like, you know, as best as I can. It's going to be what it's going to be, you know. I'm pretty sure that if I did this for 3 months and if I were to not experience that many benefits, I'm pretty sure it's not going to be like, oh, it's because of the golden milk you've been having at night. Like, be for real. And like, nothing is wrong with tea. Nothing is wrong with tea. Like, come on. There can't be anything wrong with tea. I see when I see it. Like, I used to watch a lot of ex-vegan videos. I still be looking for them every now and then just to, like, justify my shenanigans, because that's what people do. Like, I don't like to generalize, but, okay, let's just talk about me. That's what I do, okay? I like to back up whatever I'm doing with, like, what other people are also doing, because I'm like, see, we're on the same page. Like, we're all doing the same things. Like, clearly there's something to this, because, like, you know, all these other people did the same thing. I'm not like a jump on the bandwagon type of gal, but I like when I can see clear evidence of like other people experiencing like the same struggles as me, because it makes me feel like I'm not alone. So like, I was watching a bunch of ex-vegan videos. Like, I think when I was on and off vegan for a while. And so in that time frame, I watched a lot of those videos. And this one chick was talking about animal foods are building foods and plant foods are healing foods. So I was like, that makes sense, because like plants should be really used for like medicinal purposes, like the herbs and stuff. And then animal foods have all the good macronutrients in them. So it's like, that makes perfect sense to me. So she was on the omnivore type of diet, but like, I don't think she was eating everything. I think she was doing just like the stuff that her body could handle, which is really what everybody should be doing, because it's like, yeah, like we're all human, you know, we're technically the same species. We should be eating the same diet, you know, technically we should be able to. But the thing is, like, everyone's body is not exactly the same. So like, what works for one person won't work for someone else. But I think relatively, we could probably handle most of the same things. It's just that we haven't figured it out yet. And me personally, I'm trying to figure that out, and I'm hoping to figure it out soon. I think I kind of understand like what my nutrition needs to look like. But yeah, I like to listen to different doctors to see their perspectives, because I'm not against trying anything. I will try everything, especially if it makes sense to me. This diet makes a bit of sense to me. Yeah. And like onions not being a thing on this particular diet that I'm looking into, that makes sense to me, because like onions make you cry. Like, why would you eat something that makes you cry? I cook with onions like all the time, but like as of like this past like week or so, when I was reading up about what to like eat and what to avoid, like onions were like on the avoid list, like the toxic list, specifically following like the Paul Saladino style animal based diet. Like that being on the toxic list, I was like, yo, I'd be crying when I'm cutting onions. That can't be good for you. Like, you know what I mean? And like, I when I think about the vegetables like being excluded on this diet, I'm like, okay, vegetables don't look appealing. Vegetables don't look like health. Like they look healthy because what we've been taught, because they're like colorful, whatever. But like, no one looks at vegetables and like salivates. I salivate when I see a steak, and I want when I see some berries, I want a smoothie. So like, yeah, that makes sense for me. And I've always loved butter. I've always loved things that were just super like nutrient dense. You know what I mean? I just like things that make sense. So like, and fruit tastes good. Steak tastes great. Like together, it's like a powerhouse. So I think I can do this. I just gotta figure out how to make sure I'm not spending too much money. Cause like, if you want to get good quality, like fruits and like meats and organs and all the stuff, the cheese, the dairy, it's gonna cost you more money, but like you gotta be smart about it. So I'm trying to be smart about it. You know, I'm trying to make sure I plan my meals ahead, because I don't want to be hungry, especially when on days when I have to work. I'm trying to figure out how to make like meals I can bring to work and make things I'm gonna want to eat, because I like to be excited about my food. And I was kind of sad when I was thinking about all the sides I wasn't going to be able to have, and I was going to have to cook basically everything, unless I just, because I work at a grocery store, so like unless I just buy like fruit, like there's not a lot of readily made meals that follow the diet criteria that I needed to follow. It's going to contain ingredients I'm trying to omit, so that's the only tricky part, me not being able to go to the deli department, for instance, because they're going to be cooking with most likely things I'm trying to avoid. So most of my meals have to be made from home, unless I just go to the produce department and get a smoothie or some fresh pressed juice or like some bananas or some fruit. It would just be like fruit and maybe some beef jerky. Like some of the beef jerkies are pretty good. But anyways, is this an awkward way to end this podcast? Because I feel like I've talked so much. But anyways, let's like end this here. Let's like do a nice closing. Stay tuned for my next podcast. Thank you for listening if you made it this far. I will be making my podcasts, uploading on Tuesdays and Sundays. Stay tuned to hear more of my shenanigans and my thoughts. And I hope you have a great one. All right. Bye.